Good morning, good afternoon to everyone on today's AP Rallo monthly call on Tuesday the 16th of September at 0500 UTC. On today's call we have Kiran Svardanyan, Bikam Shrestha, Cheryl Langdon Orr, Yasuichi Kitamura, Maureen Hilliard, Satish Babu, Janela Astbrink, Pavan Bubrani, Liana Gassian. Apologies today noted from Holly Raich, Suhaidi Hassan, Ellen Strickland, Hong Sui, Ali Al-Michel, Raf Fachani and Fouad Bourgeois. From staff today we have Silvia Vivanco, Kelvin Wong and myself, Isa Gruber. Our Chinese interpreters today are Jesse Doherty and Yuyi Johnson. If I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking, not only for transcript purposes, but also to allow our interpreters to identify you on the other language channel. And also please do speak at a reasonable speed to allow for accurate interpretation. Thank you. Over to you, Siranush.
Thank you, Gisela, and lovely to know that we have Chinese interpretation today. So those who would like to join that channel can do that. Welcome again to AP Rallo September monthly call. We have a couple of things to be discussed today, so without further ado, let's move forward according to our agenda. And our next agenda item is current ALA consultations and initiatives. The floor will be given to Olivier to provide updates on that topic. Olivier?
Thank you very much, Siranush. Hello, everyone. My name is Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, and I'll invite you over now to the Policy Advice Development page. On there, you will be able to find out all of our currently being drafted statements, but then also statements that we have recently done. So the majority of recent statements have been dealing with two character domain names in the new GTLD, so new generic top-level domain namespace. This is the case of having second-level two characters. So, for example, AA.com, the second level is AA, the first level of and also called the top level is .com. This is now a request which we're seeing across a lot of different applicants for new generic top level domains. It's requesting that these would be allowed. And so having seen that or forecast that, we would have a lot more of these requests on a case-by-case basis. The ALAC has decided to go through an accelerated procedure from now on. The first two statements which the ALAC drafted were adopted in the usual way with a vote, but after that a vote was made in order to be able to allow for a fast track and therefore no need for an additional vote to be able to ratify the successive statements that come afterwards. Recently, so we had two, as I said, with a vote. Then we had the dot luxury and then 20 other top-level domains, dot Sohu and more top-level domains. These were adopted by what we call by default now. The same statement was sent. The process is the statement gets put on the wiki. If we don't have objections or any input from anyone for a short period of time, 7 to 14 days, then the statement gets automatically ratified and does not get amended and gets sent to the public comment process as is. If there are changes to be made due to the special nature of this call, then it is possible that we need to then change the statement, and at that point there would be a normal vote going through. So these are the majority of recent statements. One recent statement was to do with bylaw changes regarding consideration of GAC advice. Now, that's a totally different process. That's the Government Advisory Committee. bylaws were changed to to make the threshold higher for the board to be able to consider GAC advice. The ALAC basically said, well, if you're going to proceed forward with that, then you also have to implement on the same set of bylaw changes. You also have to implement the bylaw change which the ATRT2 made a recommendation about, and that was for the advice to all advisory committees to be considered and also replied to by the board. Now, currently, three statements are being developed. One is enhancing ICANN accountability. That's a process which is a speeded up process of only 21-day comment period that was opened in response to the group of supporting organization, advisory committee, and stakeholder group chairs that met in Istanbul on a daily basis with the board and with senior ICANN staff for breakfast. And the question was, staff had developed a plan for ICANN accountability process, which is just about starting now. No public comment period had been opened, and therefore the various communities of ICANN and even communities outside of ICANN did not have a chance to perhaps propose some amendments to the plan that was given. And usually in ICANN, there is always, whenever such a plan is prepared, there's always a comment period. So that's a short process. The scope is important. I invite you to have a look at it and to respond to this within the next 24 to 48 hours so that we have some time to be able to draft questions or comments, specific comments, based on the process itself. That's there. So this is not comments about ICANN accountability, but comments about the process to get the working groups organized, etc., etc. Now, another public comment statement that is currently in the pipeline is the board working group report on the nominating committee. It's a little bit like a review of the nominating committee that was done by the board, by a special working group of the board. They have made recommendations which are now published, and the community is therefore asked to comment on those recommendations. Very important process for us, since we have five of our members, five ALAC members, one from each region, on the nominating committee. And then, of course, the nominating committee also selects people, one for each region, so selects in total five people on the ALAC. Remember, the ALAC is 15 members. Five of those members are being selected by the nominating committee. So we're quite closely linked with the nominating committee, and I really hope that you have a read of that report and comment on it. It's an important process. Next, introduction of two-character domain names for .yet and a number of other top-level domains, and that's the process which will be the accelerated procedure adopted by default, like the previous two that dealt with second-level domain names. That's currently what we have. There's one open public comment which we have not, we as in the ALAC, have decided not to comment, and that's implementing rights protection mechanisms in the name collision mitigation framework for a very, very specific case of name collision that also involves rights protections, rights as in intellectual property rights. A bit complex, not directly related to end users, according to our GNSO liaison, and therefore no statement for the time being. If you believe otherwise, you're very welcome to put your hand up and suggest something, and then we'll go through the process of having a first draft that you will probably have to draft, and then we'll put out for a public comment for the ALAC and for at-large community to comment on, etc., etc. I've already been a bit too long. I'm open to questions on any of these processes. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Olivier. This is Iranush. Any questions to Olivier? I don't see any hand raised. A lot is going on in our like tables, so as usual. And I would like also once again officially during this call congratulate the incoming new chair for ALAC, Alan Greenberg, and thanks officially also to Olivier for his wonderful job, and hope to continue working with you because your expertise is always needed for ALAC, for our community. Thank you very much. And also would like to everyone know that, as you may also have read a Toralo mailing list, I have opened the call for nomination to appoint a member from a Toralo for the cross-community working group on IANA stewardship transition, and the deadline for nominations and self-nominations were yesterday. So we had only one self-nomination from Fuad Bajwa, and I have sent already to Olivier that Fuad Bajwa is nominated from HRALO to be part of this cross-community working group. Any questions on that? No, thank you. So let's move forward. Our next agenda item is HRALO APEC Hub Pilot Framework. You all know that the deadline extended deadline was September 12th, given to all Aturalo members, and many of AT members provided their input there. And I would like to ask Maureen and Kelvin to give the brief summary of all comments and the next steps, what we are going to do. Kelvin, Maureen, the floor is yours.
Do you want me to start? Finish?
Yes, Maureen, please. Go ahead.
So Maureen, please. This is Kelvin here. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Well, we did put, when we had our meeting, the comments that came from the group in a very abbreviated form was put onto the community page, workspace. And I'm very pleased to see that other members of the Aotearoa community sort of like have contributed to the further discussions on what was raised, and I think that they do all support the issues and comments that were made in our discussions specifying it a little bit more clearly, and I just to raise a few things. For example, Satish Sulek mentioned that there are some areas of our region that are still underserved, and that, you know, like, for example, and Ali and Anupam, of course, also mentioned that there are some countries that don't have an ALS, and perhaps we should be working a little bit more towards increasing that. And, I mean, within the Pacific, there's 22 countries, and there's only 3 countries that actually have ALSs, and it's been something that PICOSOC has actually been attempting to address. Yana's actually mentioned something that I must admit has been something that we've always raised, and that's an improved knowledge management mechanism so that we can, Aotearoa can access information off the ICANN website a little bit more easily that actually suits what we need within our region. And perhaps it's sort of like highlights that Aotearoa needs its own website, perhaps, where we can actually, again, as we've addressed, include information that's in our own languages, that perhaps the different regions can actually sort of like enhance what they need to know by putting it in their own languages. But I think, of course, the final thing that we mentioned in our section was outreach. And I may raise later on in our meeting about opportunities that CROMP has allowed to share the knowledge of within the region outside of the region. I'll pass it over to you then, Calvin.
Okay. Hi. Thank you, Maureen. Can everyone hear me?
Yep.
Yes, Calvin.
Okay, yeah. Sorry, I was on mute just now. Okay, so thanks, Maureen, for the roundup. I think you got a few keywords there, and this is what I saw from the feedback as well. So we had more outreach to the underserved region. We have a better organization of some information from the ICANN website, and also through ICANN engagement to conduct an outreach on AP Railo on your objectives and activities. I think these are some of the feedback we heard. And also you mentioned about the including different languages. So this is also, I see it as a part of the language localization exercise that we're going through. So I see this feedback as pretty in line with the focus areas that we have identified together, first of which is the language localization is supported by the community. Second is the leveraging the APAC region for capacity and capability building. And third is to support APAC in outreach and raising awareness. So this is the underserved region. So I think we're fine with that. So the next step, I think, is to identify the specific action that we would like to have and to work together for this framework. And if I may, I think the first focus area on the language localization is something that APAC Hub is working quite hard on, and we have come up with a few topics already, such as IDN and who is and the universal acceptance issues. So we have already come up with a few toolkits. That is, and of course we'll be working on more issues. And so these are the toolkit that we would like to have more help in translating. So we'll have to get in the ALSs to help with translation, be it from be it Japanese or Korean or Chinese or other Cantonese even, and to translate them in the language and for the community to help share this with even the wider community. So I think that's one area that we have identified and that we can work on. For the second focus area on capacity building, I see a lot of feedback on end users, and I was just wondering if we can have sort of a presentation toolkit that we can use, or a syllabus on for internet end users, so that we can include them in our roadshows or in our webinar or in our, for example, the Asia Pacific Internet Leadership Program that we just concluded in August at the sidelines of APRIGF. So an internet end user presentation toolkit I thought would be useful. Of course, this is up for discussion. For the underserved regions, again up for discussion is to see how we can further leverage on CROP to help reach out to these regions. So that's all I have for now, and all these is up for discussion.
Thank you very much, Kevin and Maureen. This is Siranush. Any questions from participants to Maureen and Kelvin? No questions. I think that this is a very, very good start, and we identified the priority areas for our region, and which were also highlighted by many members. And the next step for us will be establishing a small working group to start implementing actually what is planned. And this will happen in Los Angeles meeting. So this working group, the call will be sent, and we'll ask also APRALO members to join that working group. And with that small working group, we will identify the specific steps to be followed up. Am I right, Kevin and Maureen?
I think that can work.
Sorry, Kevin, I just wanted to say I'm assuming that Kevin was going to be setting up something similar to what you said. Did you say?
Sorry, Maureen, I can't really
hear
you.
Yes, sorry, Maureen, can you repeat what you have said?
I just said that I thought that that's probably what Calvin is probably going to be working towards, establishing a working group for us to move forward on this.
Yes, you have mentioned also this in the chat. For sure, Kelvin, we will need your support and our VP's support in that. And I hope that they also will be a part of this working group, because your support and you are at least the initiators of this process, and we hope to you will be a very good supporters of this team.
Yes, yes. We will be helping to support this this project. This is like you mentioned, it's initiated by us, and we look forward to working with everyone to have more specific action inside this framework. So we'll need input from everyone. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Olivier. The floor is yours.
Thank you very much, Sarah Nosh. It's Olivier speaking, and I must say I'm very impressed with the fact that this RELO is starting the work already on these post activities, on these recommendations. Just to mention number 29, where the ALAC should implement an automated system, of course, this would need ALAC resources, funding, and so on if an automated system was to be put together, if a special automated system was to be put together or used. Assume there that really what you are doing is putting together the recommendation and the details of how such a system might work, and then we will see from that point onwards what can be done in order to design or build a system that is close to your recommendations. Second, I wanted to make sure that you as a RELO also coordinate with the other RELOs closely with the work that you're doing. It might well be that other RELOs are going to follow the same process, and it would be good to be able to share lessons learned or best practices on how to proceed forward here, because obviously we as the ALAC will need the input from all the RELOs on these topics, and duplicating work doesn't seem too efficient. But that said, if you have any questions or if you'd like help in expanding those recommendations, then you know that you have the post-ATLAS 2 activities implementation team, that's the name of it, and you will be able to ask questions, and hopefully they'll be answered to your satisfaction. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. Cyrano, for the record, couldn't agree more. And yes, I think that the priority areas which we identified for ourselves is probably the same for almost all RALOs. So we would be happy to share our experience and best practices with other RALOs. We have Satish Babu living earlier, so I would like now to talk about IGF in Istanbul, and Satish will provide updates. Let's give the floor to him, and then we'll come back to recommendations, which I mentioned in the agenda. Satish, please, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Sranush. I hope I am visible. I have some 5 slides which are up on the screen. At the outset, we had the IGF at Istanbul a couple of weeks back. The theme was connecting continents for enhanced multi-stakeholder internet governance. There were about 2,300 participants and another 1,000 and odd remote participants. The bi-region and bi-stakeholder group numbers are there on your screen. I would estimate about over 50 participants from ICANN, but the official participants from AP RELO were only 3, according to our page that was there on the ICANN site. But actually, there were a few more from AP RELO who haven't reported their names on that page. Some of the hot topics. The INA transition was, of course, by far the most exciting topic that is being discussed. The IGF mandate, which had been already renewed earlier, It's approaching the next renewal date, and this is a hot topic. Generally, everybody, including the GAC, is for renewal of IGF. But whether it should be made a permanent entity, it is not clear. And this is the discussion that is happening right now. There was a launch of a support organization called the IGF Support Association during the event. Fadi actually signed an MOU with the city of Istanbul for the Dot Istanbul new GTLD. And there was also, Fadi also signed an MOU with APNIC on the L-Route collaboration. This is some of the events that were happening. ICANN was very visible all through the IGF, and there were several interesting meetings happening, including the town hall meeting where it was just before the opening of IGF where lots of activity was there, and the other things were there on the slide. APRLO members Gunilla and Shiva had organized workshops in which, in fact, Olivier was there on both. Olivier is moderating the workshop organized by Gunilla, and he was also there in Shiva's workshop. We also had a number of remote participants in several workshops, including notably Cheryl and Maureen and a lot of others were there as remote participants. Given the time zones, it would have been quite taxing, but it is good to note that we had, if not in person, at least remote participation. To conclude, some general comments. This is my personal kind of comments. I could be wrong. Generally, the feeling was that this it is a more continuation of the IGF initiative rather than anything revolutionary coming up at this particular IGF. And for the first time, we had a parallel ungovernance forum, IUF, organized by the local activists who were protesting against censorship in the country. This is something new, and I didn't go there, but I was told it was a very happening kind of an event, lots of interesting thoughts being exchanged. ICANN was very strongly visible everywhere, and APRLO, I felt APRLO's participation was a bit weak, particularly because we are quite close to the venue, considering the fact that the next IGF is in Brazil, which is a long way away. I would have been very happy to see more participation from APRLO. So that's it from me. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Satish. Thank you very much for your presentation and highlighting the important point. I also would like to thank Gunilla, Shiva, you, and Olivier. I was following remotely also this workshop on disability issues. It was really very interesting, and the participation was from different disability groups there highlighted the importance of continuing such efforts. Yes, I saw the comment that on your point that APRLO participation was weak. Though I wouldn't agree here that it was weak, because your participation and participation of Gunilla, Shiva, and many others, at least while running the workshops, was very important. And I know that many APRLO members were there, but they were wearing different hats. So they were both ISOC members, ICANN members, so that's probably some of them didn't highlight themselves as APRLO members, but I think that that our participation was good, and agree that we need to make it even more strong for the next IGF in Brazil. Any questions? Yes, I agree, Cheryl, that they could still identify them as APRLO members. Any questions to Satish? No. Thank you, Satish. I know that you have to leave. So thank you very much for your participation and for your presentation. And the next, I would like to give the floor to Pavan, who is also need to leave. Soon he will be presenting the updates from social media working group where he is a part of. And Pavan, the floor is yours.
Yes. Hi, can everyone hear me? Yes. So this is
yes.
Pavan.
Yes,
very
Pavan.
Quickly, I just want to talk about the social media. So basically, we're working with Yanis and myself on the working group for social media, and I think we need to raise the awareness for AP Rallo. So I had a couple of ideas which I wanted to share with the group. The first one was, it's not just that we can tweet about or Facebook about AP Rallo activity, like when we have any announcements. This can be anything related to the Asia-Pacific region. So apart from the AP Rallo internal news, which we have, we could talk about, let's say, Asian-Pacific internet-related news, anything about e-commerce, anything about internet governance, anything that's happening around Asia-Pacific. You could send me the article as well in my to my email, then I could summarize it and put it on the tweet as well for the Asia-Pacific AP Rallo. And the other idea which I had is many members of AP Rallo do go for different events, internet-related events around the Asia-Pacific region. So they could simply just send me a picture and a couple of sentences, send it to me or Yanis, who's also part of the working group. And we could tweet it, we could Facebook it right away as well, and it could be going on in time as well. So it could also be like not related to internet, you know, just to show the importance of Asia-Pacific as a whole. So in terms of economy, could be another way as well. So I just want to get the Asia-Pacific region to be more vocal, you would say, more participative on the social media front, because it is one of the ways going forward. And yeah, if you find it hard uploading it, just send it over to me and Yanis, and we'll be happy to tweet those over for you. Yep, so that's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Pavan. This is great. I had a chance to follow some of your posts in Facebook related to AP Rallo activities, and I would like to ask you to send an email to AP Rallo mailing list and to ask them that you are in this working group, because many of them are not aware that these activities are on and you are working on that from AP Rallo. So please email them and ask them to send any information to you which is important to be tweeted or highlighted, which is happening in AP Rallo.
Okay.
Yeah,
sure,
thank you for putting this in action as an action item. Thank you. Let's move forward. We have several post atlas to activities. There is post atlas to activities workspace, and there were several post atlas to debriefing calls, and there are action items. It should be taken into consideration, and I highlighted four of them which needed to be discussed within the Rallo and should be submitted on our behalf as a post activities. And I think that this Rallo APEC Hub activities also will become a part of this. But let's go item by item. The post Atlas to Activity 28 is mentioning that ALAC should work with all Rallos and ALSs to map the current expertise. I think that the step for this is will be to send the information to our AP Rallo members and ask them to highlight their expertise to identify the subject matter experts. We will come up with that list to involve in future activities. So this is one of the things that we need to do prior our LA meeting and to summarize during our LA meeting, and we have this also in our agenda item there. Activity number 29, the LX should implement the automated system for tracking topics. I think that during our debriefing calls, it was discussed also that capacity building, technology task force, and social media working groups We'll be working on that, but of course our RALO input will be needed there as well. For 42, ICANN should enable annual face-to-face RALO assemblies. It was allocated to finance and budget group, but I think we as a RALO should also identify the need of annual meeting, and if there is an important and necessity for us to meet somewhere on annual basis, then we need to come up with the suggestions why we need that and ask for the support to implement that. And the last point is 43, RALO should encourage their inactive ALS representatives to comply with ALAC minimum participation requirement. We also need to work on this, and this is one of the points in our pilot framework with ETHAC. So I think that we also need to identify how we are going to implement this, what kind of steps we need to do to encourage our inactive ALSs, and this is also have to do a lot with outreach, which also is a priority area. So we need also to discuss this in LA to identify what specific steps we need to do in that direction. In that direction. Any questions on that? No. If there is no suggestions, my suggestion here will be that I will be sending these recommendations, these activities to our mailing list, and to see the input from HRALO members, which we will summarize in LA. Okay, let's move forward. Our next agenda item is PASINET. We have HRALO members, Ali and Holly, to be present in PASINET, and I would like to ask Maureen or Ali. Ali is not here, and Holly is not here. So, Maureen, can you provide some brief update on what's going on, what will be taking place in PASINET and HRALO participation there?
thank you, Sarinush, Maureen, for the record. Yes, I think that this is really just following on from the discussions that we had in our face-to-face meetings about ways in which we could actually share the knowledge and expertise from within our own region with each other. And so we're very pleased that the CROP team were able to support Holly and Ali coming to the PAC INET in Rarotonga and Cook Islands, and which starts next week, next Monday. We've got Holly and Ali participating in our training workshops and in the conference itself, and really to sort of like build knowledge and understanding within the Pacific community about ICANN and also about their own organisations within their countries. Quite diverse when you're looking at the Cook Islands and the Pacific, Australia and the Middle East. So we're actually really looking forward to that opportunity, and we'll be feeding back information as it happens during the week. Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen. I think that this is a very good opportunity used by HRALO members within CROP program to be a part of PASINET, and we will be looking all for updates during our LA meeting to your event there. Thank you, Maureen. Our next agenda item is APNIC 38 in Brisbane. I know that several HRALO members, and particularly Cheryl, is there, Yes, Cheryl, you provided update here in the space. Silvia or Gisela, can I ask you to read out the notes which Cheryl provided? She's in the meeting now and can talk.
Hello, yes, this is Silvia. I can read out this, of course.
Thank you very much, Silvia.
Sure, yes. She says, the short update, the APMIC 38 is currently running in Ukraine, and there was a tech week last week in AP meeting held on Sunday. This week, the main APMIC meeting runs having been open yesterday. Please go to the APMIC.org and follow the clear links to the archived video from opening and other activities, including today's Women in ICT luncheon and key events from today. All week from the program, many sessions run for remote participation. Please browse and join. Also today, there is an ISOC AU event. Gunela has shared the link to join yesterday, and today I am engaged with the APTLD meeting running in parallel as a partner event, and we have a good turnout of CCTLD and other related parties attending. We might perhaps ask don't pass on this report from these activities to our list. Do pass on this report from these activities to our mail list. Thanks.
Thank you, Silvia, and thank you, Cheryl, for this update. This is very important participation based on our MOUs as well. And I will send an email to John and ask him to pass his report to our mailing list for our AP members to be aware what's going on there. And also we'll encourage our members to visit apmic.org to learn the update from Brisbane meeting. Any questions on that from participants? No? Our next agenda item is APRALO monthly meeting in Los Angeles in October. We have several topics, important topics to be discussed in Los Angeles meeting, and some of them are also highlighted now in our action item. If there is anything else you think that we need to discuss there, so we have a lot on our plate, but we need to discuss this and come up with the final decisions on every single step we identified. We also had some travel and accommodation issues shared by Holly, myself, Maureen. I hope that in my case it's already coming to it's solved. Can I ask somehow that also the ticket issue is solved? Is there anyone who is facing any travel or accommodation issues who are participating now in this call, which is not solved yet? If so, I would ask you and would encourage you to send an email to Atlas. If there is any challenges or any difficulties with this travel and accommodation issues. I know that our travel constituency is doing a hard job, but there are some documents needed for visa issues, for travel issues. So if you have any issues, please involve Atlas staff, which is supportive and which is also agreed to support if there is any case. Yes, Sylvia, thanks. If there is any challenges, please send an email to our staff. I know that there are only several people funded by ICANN to be in Los Angeles. Satish will be there for NOMCOM meeting as well as he is APRALO member for NOMCOM this year. I will be there, Ale Al-Mishal Hole, and Maureen will be as ALAC members. Rafatani will be there, Cheryl will be there, and Pavan also mentioned that he will be there. Anyone else who will be present in LA in person out of those who are in this call? Okay, Liana will be there as well. Good to know. Yanis?
Yeah.
Windrop, are you planning to be in LA in person? Okay, good. Yanis also will be there. Windrop, I hope you will join us remotely. Okay, good to know. At least there will be several Aetorallo members, many Aetorallo members at least, there, and Yasuichi will be there. That's good to know. Excellent. So there are a lot of on our plate to discuss in LA, so be ready for hard work. If there is no questions, I would like to wish everyone who is coming to LA in person safe travels, and looking forward to seeing you all less than in a month. The meeting now is completed, and bye everyone. Thank you for your participation.
Thank you, Kiranush. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you,
bye-bye.
Everyone. Bye-bye. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
The meeting has been adjourned, and the audio will now be disconnected. Thank you for joining Jay's call.
Thank you, Gisela.